This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up what you want and do that at 855-450-FREE. We do have some news-related stuff that we can talk about here tonight, but we were discussing the growing pains of Bitcoin. Some people don't think it's as big of a deal as some others, like here in the studio. There's a little bit of a disagreement. We can get back into that with you tonight. It's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Let's go to your phone calls first and thoughts with Rob in Reno, watching us on YouTube through cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Rob.
Hi, how you doing? I originally had a question for Roger, but since he's
sorry
not here
that.
Anymore, and no, it's totally fine. He's probably got a life too. I have a burning newbie question, okay, for someone that is trying to be able to get into day trading, for Bitcoin, for speculation. And it doesn't seem like anyone that I've talked to knows the answer. Where is an exchange that I can go to that you can take advantage of the volatility of the market? Because it seems like at least, okay, so when I bought some Bitcoin through Coinbase,
mm-hmm.
and when I did that, there was a delay for several days.
Right.
Was that something that was because I was a new
No.
Purchaser?
No, nope, that's standard because
no, that's
they're
Coinbase
pulling
standard.
Money out of your bank account.
Right. So what's going on there is Coinbase is using an ACH transaction to withdraw from your
right.
bank account, and ACH typically takes, two or three business days, and so they float you for a while there. If you're looking to do real trading, what you're doing there with Coinbase is you're just buying Bitcoin. But Coinbase does now have a trading platform. It's called GDAX, and there are a number of these exchanges that are like these trading platforms where you'd have to wire money in. Then you can get your money there on the same day, typically. If your wire goes out, before the close of business, it'll usually be received by the exchange on the same day and credited to your account. Some exchanges like Kraken, sometimes they can take a couple days, but others like ItBit or Bitfinex, which is an international exchange, they will credit you on the same day that they receive the wire. So once you have the U.S. dollar in your account, then you can go in there and you can buy and sell and do it.
There's an exchange that I've used before to do some sort of speculation sort of stuff. Now, one of the problems is you can't necessarily put U.S. dollars into the account, so you have to fund with a cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got dozens of currencies that you can trade between.
Yeah, there are a bunch of those
Curex.
Yep.
VIRCUREX.
Are they still open? Because I tried going there a few weeks ago and they were closed. They were like down.
I don't. It's been months since I've visited. I've got a couple of Dogecoin in that account that somebody had sent me, but it's less than.
Yeah, they're back up.
It's less than the amount of if I converted it to Bitcoin, what a transaction fee would be.
So, yeah, I mean, there are a bunch of those kind of exchanges that you're talking about, crypto-only exchanges,
right.
Daryl. But
and if he's looking to do day trading, then, like a lot of the people that day trade, they'll do, like the pump and dump of other currencies.
But, Rob, you're specifically looking to get U.S. dollars into an exchange, correct?
That kind of goes into the question. Do most people, when they trade, go from one cryptocurrency to the other, or are they going from a terrestrial, real-life fiat currency?
I think it's pure speculation for us to
even
attempt
no idea
to answer that question.
I have no idea what most people do. I don't trade.
because I'm still kind of asking the question. It's like, okay, so you go into, you said it's called GDAX, is what Coinbase does?
GDAX. GDAX is their exchange.
Okay. And so you put your U.S. dollars into an account with GDAX, and
mm-hmm.
they basically hold it for you while you're trading?
That's correct.
And then you pull your money out? Okay. All right. So in other words, it's kind of like changing your dollars in for some chips at the table and then, putting bets down. Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, okay, yeah, you know, I live in Reno. We don't call it gambling. We call it a volatile investment. But I mean, you got to think about it. It's pretty darn volatile right now. I mean,
well, not only is it volatile in the aspect of the prices up and down. I mean, today it was incredibly volatile, going up to around 1,300 from about 1,200, then down to as low as 1,000, and now back up to 1,150 right now. So it's been a pretty crazy day. But also, you're also, you know, keep in mind there's risk involved when you put money into these exchanges. Now, Coinbase will say that they've got insurance or whatever, I think, but you might want to look into it.
Not against the volatility, though.
Huh?
Not against the volatility, though.
No, against your against hacking, I believe. That Correct. Was what I was going to say, was that your risk is not just the volatility. Your risk is that the exchange could be hacked while your money is in it. So, for instance, the Bitfinex exchange, which is the world's largest Bitcoin exchange right now, that has several other cryptocurrencies that they do exchanging with, but they accept dollars. They lost, what was it, $76 million worth of Bitcoin over the summer due to a hack, and so it was the Bitcoin that got hacked. Anybody that had their money in U.S. dollars with Bitfinex, the dollars weren't touched because you can't easily transfer dollars out of an account. But you can easily transfer Bitcoin out, and that's what they – well, not easily, but, you know, the hackers went in there and took that money. They managed to come back, interestingly, you know, that it didn't kill their business, and they kind of had a unique way of making their users whole, or at least as best they could. Users lost thousands of dollars. The Shari Free Church, for instance, had an account there that we were using to you know, to purchase Bitcoin that we ultimately were selling at the Bitcoin vending machines here later on, and so we lost around $2,000 worth of Bitcoin in that hack. And what they did was they issued us tokens, so they sort of monetized the loss and said, oh, you lost $2,000 worth of Bitcoin, here's 2,000 tokens that represent those dollars, and then you could trade their own tokens. So they're basically like Bitfinex debt tokens, essentially, and they had a value that they were trading for on the Bitfinex on their platform, which was like 20 cents in the beginning, and it went up over time, and I ended up cashing them out at around 50 cents each, so about half of what their original value was. So I ended up losing only half of what I thought I was going to lose, and they're right now, I think last time I logged in, they were at around 80 something cents per. So they actually issued tokens representing the debt that they essentially had to all these people, and then allowed them to trade those tokens on their exchange, which is kind of an interesting way to handle it. And I guess the market decided to, you know, give them another try, because right now they're the number one exchange in the world right now. So it's kind of an interesting way of handling a huge loss, a huge hit to their credibility. I was just saying, bringing all this up to say, beware, don't put any money into these exchanges that you cannot afford to lose, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Right, and just before Mt. Gox wound up collapsing, they were saying, nobody can withdraw anything from the exchange.
Every investment has risks, so
sure,
that's what you got to keep in mind.
I know you guys go to break real quick. What were the other ones besides GDAX that you were mentioning? There was like a list of different places you were talking about.
So there are only a handful of domestic exchanges in the United States. There's the Coinbase one, which is GDAX. There's Itbit, ITBIT. And then there's also Gemini, which I believe are the only three U.S.-based, dollar-based exchanges.
Right.
There are other ones that do crypto only. So there
Great.
You go, Rob.
I'll check those out.
Good luck. Happy trading. Thanks for the call tonight.
And apparently, I've got the list of what Bitcoin Average is using.
Yeah, that's a good list of exchanges for around the globe.
CryptoNet, Bit, spelled B-I-T-T.
Are you going from the bottom up?
Because bottom up.
Okay.
Hit
some of them aren't
BTC.
Even worth. Many of them aren't worth mentioning. If you look at the volume, Daryl, you
right.
can see how many per day Bitcoins are being traded there. You go up about halfway up the list to where around like Gemini is usually.
Kraken, CX, X Money, Gemini, Itbit, BTC-E,
yep.
And then the other ones you had already mentioned.
Right.
I was just trying to mention the ones that you did not.
Yeah, there's some little ones out there, but if they don't have much trading volume, then if you're looking to do any significant trading, you're not going to be able to accomplish it.
Sure.
In those locations. So
right.
They have
I don't know if they have support for other cryptocurrencies, so if he's wanting to do some speculation, you know, it might be worth a shot.
This is Free Talk Live. You are welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of happy dog for life because she gets fed Dynavite and LicoChops.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of LicoChops free.
New, improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops
free this week at Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like LicoChops, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Dogicide Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial in. in toll-free. Bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin's been in the news recently. It made some headlines just about a week ago when it crashed past the price of gold.
Woohoo!
Having dipped down below the price of gold again since that time. So as of right now, gold is more expensive than Bitcoin, but not by that much. As we continue here in studio, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Now, I mean, this isn't a Bitcoin show, but every now and then we get hot and heavy with Bitcoin because it's important to us. It's something that many of us are big fans of. In fact, we got a great Bitcoin community here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live and do this show from. Keene is, in fact, one of the highest concentrations of Bitcoin accepting businesses per capita out there in the world right now. And I need to recalculate the numbers because I had the folks over at coinmap.org update the map. There were a couple businesses that had kind of dropped off the radar, so to speak, out here, and they were still on the coin map. So I wanted to get those off the coin map. I wanted to make sure we had as accurate of a map as possible because I used those numbers to compare Keene's Bitcoin per capita with other cities like San Francisco, who obviously are not as well curated, right? Like San Francisco, there's 180 or something, you know, Bitcoin businesses in
really?
There. Who knows what, I mean, I haven't gotten the numbers recently, but who knows how many of those are still there, or still active,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
So in Keene, it's all accurate right now. So they did update the numbers. And the last time I looked at them, which was a few months ago, Keene had a higher concentration, a higher per capita number of Bitcoin businesses per capita than did San Francisco, which was the supposed global leader in Bitcoin businesses per capita, which would mean that Keene is actually the global leader. Now, there may be some, there's probably some other town with a bunch of Bitcoin businesses, and I just don't know what it is.
Some town with like 12 people
and one Bitcoin business.
Right,
yeah. Yeah. So we're up there for sure. And I'm excited by the fact that we have so many great Bitcoiners in the area. And I'm not just talking about like online businesses like thinkpenguin.com, which is your business, Chris. You sell privacy-oriented, like super privacy-oriented computer hardware.
I mean, we're geared towards that. Obviously, nothing is totally private, especially now. But
sure.
It's where things are going as far as what we're investing in and so forth.
And you accept Bitcoin and have been for a while.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's not just businesses like yours or Liberty Lobby, .info. It's real mom and pop. You can walk in brick and mortar businesses.
Quarter News,
yeah.
Local Burger.
Yeah. And some of these
businesses, local goods.
Corner News has been a mainstay for 100 years in Keene, and they're taking Bitcoin. So there's some cool stuff going on here. But the recent troubles, the recent growing pains with Bitcoin have made it, you know, a little bit more frustrating to try to introduce the technology because I find myself wondering what kind of an appeal the Bitcoin has as far as spending it goes. I mean, obviously people can look at Bitcoin passing the price of gold and say, there's an investment vehicle. Okay, yeah, no doubt about it. If you are looking to invest some money, and again, don't invest anything you can't afford to lose because the price could go down. But Bitcoin over time seems to have gone up in price. As it becomes more popular and more accepted, it will likely continue to rise in price. So I think it is a good investment. But as far as like day-to-day purchases are concerned, it used to be something that could be pretty good for that. But now, with the average Bitcoin or the median Bitcoin transaction recommended price being around 50 cents worth of Bitcoin per transaction, nobody is going to go into the corner store, lay down a dollar's worth of Bitcoin for a soda out of the fridge because they'll have to pay an extra 50 cents to move that Bitcoin from their wallet into the wallet of the store. And that's a huge problem. And this is one of the things you and I had disagreed about.
Yeah.
Is that you were saying this isn't that big of a problem. You did acknowledge the fees are larger and that the growing fees are a problem, but you're saying
it could become a problem.
You're saying not such a big deal to you.
I think the majority of people at this point, it's not going to be a problem for. I think going forward, if things continue the way they are going, then yeah, it could be a problem.
When you say the majority of people, you're judging based on your own experience using Bitcoin. You told us, I think it was during a break, I don't know if it was, maybe it was on the air, you told us that you don't ever buy anything more than less than $10.
No, I actually double-checked myself on that one. Mm-hmm. So I actually have bought stuff as low as like about $6.
Like in real life?
This is only the stuff I bought in real life. Online, I probably spend a lot more.
I mean, $6, if you're paying a 50-cent fee, that's close to 10%.
I haven't paid 50 cents, though.
Yeah, but you paid 20 cents, and that's still, you know, 5 or something percent of, that amount.
But it's been anywhere between 11 cents and 20 cents.
Yeah, well, you're paying less than the recommended fees are what they are, and again, I still think that's a lot of money. If you're talking about the average person, when they go up and they buy something for $6, they're paying cash, they're paying $6. If they're paying credit card, they're paying $6. If they're paying Bitcoin, it's $6.20. If it's your fee, if it's the recommended fee, it's $6.50, and that's as of today, Friday, the 10th of March. Next month, the fees could be $1 on average per or median transaction per. I mean, so the question is, to you, you say, 20 cents, no big deal. But the average person who might be pinching pennies, like, I mean, I don't know how well off you are, Chris, but, you know, you run your own business. You seem to be okay, right? Yeah, like, you don't have a problem eating at Local Burger, which is kind of an expensive burger shop. It's not the cheapest burger shop in town.
Sure.
So, like, to you, 20 cents may not be a big deal, but to somebody who's trying to get the bills paid at the end of the month and feed the kids, they're pinching pennies, they're clipping coupons out of the newspaper. It is not going to be even an option on the table for that person to say, yeah, I want to spend Bitcoin because I want to pay 50 cents more.
I think the majority of people right now who are using Bitcoin are probably not in the space that you're concerned about.
That's just pure speculation, and to say that, you know, it's the vast majority that are concerned is pure speculation.
And to write all those people off, which is what sounds like you're doing, like, those people,
we don't want them using Bitcoin. I'm not writing it off. I'm not saying there's not a problem.
Do we want those people using Bitcoin?
I'm not saying there's not going to be a problem. I'm saying that I don't think it's as, like, when we're talking about Bitcoin's adoption at the stage that we're at, I don't think this is, this is not going to be the end of Bitcoin. This is a little hump.
No, it's not going to be the end
of
Bitcoin.
This is a little hump. We got to get over it.
I agree with you there.
It's going to happen. And, it's going to take a little longer, but
we need to get over the hump. That much I agree with
but
you
But it's not freaking me out. I don't think it's going to,
It's not freaking me out either.
It's not going to slow adoption. I don't think.
It is slowing adoption. Anybody who wants to do business under $10 is not going to be able to do it with Bitcoin economically. That's a huge market segment. You write off these microtransactions as though they don't matter.
If we had some numbers to look at, maybe you're right, but we don't have any numbers to look at.
It's not about numbers. It's about the individual user experience. It's drilled down to the individual. Why would somebody who wants to, look into this new technology, they're looking at it, they think, wow, this is pretty exciting. Oh, wait, I've got to spend 50 cents for every transaction or 20 cents or 25 cents or whatever for every single transaction of something I want to buy? I'm not going to go and buy a hamburger and pay more than I have to. The average person, I don't think, thinks about these things in the way that you do, and you shouldn't just write them off because they're having a different experience. Because right now, they won't want to try this. It's Free Talk Live. What do you think?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you have the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold, the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate.
world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us on the radio waves here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Chris.
And Daryl.
Also, want you to know about my pillow. It's a great pillow. I use it. Daryl's got one. You can get yours over at MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get one at half price or two for the price of one. The MyPillow is really an excellent pillow. It is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. Plus, it's washable. So if you want, you can put it in your washer and your dryer. It's designed for that. It's a great product, and you get to decide for yourself. You don't just have to take our word for it. You get it. If for some reason you don't like MyPillow, you can send it back within the first 60 days, and they'll send you your money back. So you go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, and they get you one and a half off or two for the price of one. That's MyPillow.com. By the way, 10-year warranty on the product. They really stand behind their product over at MyPillow.com. With code FTLs, we go to Riley on the line. Oops, hang on a second there. That's some sort of news headline going in the background.
I didn't remove that.
Let's try Riley again here. Riley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So hey. I wanted to talk about something going on in Utah right now. Utah just passed a law that will remove mandatory vehicle inspections. This doesn't affect me, but I know it will affect a lot of other people that drive in Utah. So that's some exciting news going on in Utah.
That is interesting. And, I'm sure if we had been there for the hearing on that, you would have seen the automotive inspection industry coming out and railing against this because it means a big drop in their guaranteed business every year. If the Utah situation is anything like what they have here in New Hampshire, they have inspection stickers here on a yearly basis where if your car doesn't pass the inspection, the inspector or the auto dealer, as I understand it, basically gets to like say, well, you can't take your car away until you have it fixed.
You can't leave until you give us $100 million.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can legally tow it out of the yard or something like that. I don't know. I've never actually had a New Hampshire car.
Isn't there like a 30-day period where you can still drive it?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I've never had a car registered in New Hampshire, so I couldn't tell you.
Exactly. Well, one thing that's interesting, until a couple of years ago, the loophole in the law was that you just had to have the vehicle inspected. There was no requirement that it passed the inspection.
Really?
That's awesome.
They fixed that, though. Huh?
They fixed that. And well, one of the guys that used to live in Keene, kind of an activist guy, Steve Z, tried using that as a defense on a case, and they're like, yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Even though the law doesn't specifically say that you have to pass, it certainly implies it, and that was about the same time that the change was going through anyway.
Yeah, so I was actually at one of the hearings where they were proposing taking the inspection requirement from 1 year to two, meaning that every other year you'd have to go in and get inspected. And the auto dealers...
You're trying to take our money!
Oh, yeah, the auto dealers literally brought out a bag full of rusty parts and dumped it on the table and were like, this is what would happen if you don't get your cars inspected. Even though not every state has inspections, including some northern states.
Right. Michigan, Montana...
Yeah, New Jersey has 5 years
for an inspection.
I believe, yeah,
Rhode Island just got rid of their inspections a couple of years ago.
Right, so the claim is that, oh, in northern states, it's cold, there's salt on the roads, rust, therefore more dangerous, therefore inspections necessary. But as you pointed out, there are these northern states that don't have inspections, right. And you don't have a bunch of problems with people careening off the road because, you know, their
brakes
just
fail. People will just drive a car without doors and windows.
Yeah. Anyway, Riley, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, like you guys are saying, there were auto repair shops
yeah.
out there saying that we need these mandatory vehicle inspections, and there's a libertarian think tank in Utah called the Libertas Institute that lobbied for the mandatory vehicle inspection to no longer be a law in Utah. So I'm excited about that. I think it's going to save a lot of people extra money. I don't think people are going to be careening off the roads in Utah since some of it is kind of a desert. We don't get tons and tons of snow in Utah unless you live in the mountains or northern Utah. So it's not a huge, huge problem.
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem. It's just basically fear-mongering. It's just using fear to scare people into believing that they need to have some sort of government sticker on their windshield to prove that they're somehow a safe driver or that the vehicle's safe. Hey, Riley, by the way, for listeners that don't know, you are the guy who's been creating the Free Talk Live Digest, which is a shortened version, a highlights reel, if you will, of each show. And you put your own time and effort into this. There are donation links on the descriptions of each of these shows, so anybody that has been listening to those digests should look at the description if you want to send a little something to Riley if you appreciate his efforts, because we're not paying him. He's doing this for the love of doing it and in the hopes that people will see the value in it and send him a little something. How many months has it been now? Do you recall offhand?
It's been over 9 months, almost 10.
That's amazing.
On the 23rd, it'll be 10.
Nice. Thank you for dedication.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had to take some personal time over the past couple weeks
That's all right.
I should be on schedule.
Cool, man. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing up the good news out of Utah. I appreciate hearing from you. And you can call in. Sound just as good as Riley. He was on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You just send a contact request over. We'll approve it, and you'll be good to go. In fact, speaking of Utah, Steve is also in St. George and listening on TuneIn. Hey, Steve.
Hey. I hate to burst your bubble on that, but the authoritarians aren't going to let us get away that easy here on in St. George.
Oh, no. What's going on?
What they did is they dropped the need for the annual inspection and raised the rates on the registration so they can hire more cops to look at cars as they're driving down the road so they can get more revenue off of pulling people over.
Well.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's politics for you, right? One step forward, two steps back.
They're not going to let people get out of that.
They want to get out of the work, but still get the money.
Right.
Well, the state's going to get the money either way, right?
Oh, wait, is it the state that's getting all the money now?
No, he said the vehicle registration fees are going up. So
right,
you may not have to pay for
an inspection. Vehicle registration fees are going up, and then they're going
right.
to make
but
more
that goes,
highway patrols and run around
that
looking
goes,
at people's cars.
That goes to the state, whereas before the inspection went to the mechanics, right?
Well, there's a fee for the inspection that does go to the state.
A portion of it would go to the state.
Yeah,
okay, so basically
and the
just,
garages that do it get a little kickback. And
they're basically just taking all the
money around a little bit.
The state's just taking basically all the money now for themselves, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's another way to look
right.
at it. Yeah. Hey, Steve, thanks for clearing that up, man. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call.
But, you know, most people, and I'm speculating here, there's definitely a sizable majority of people that in states that don't have mandatory vehicle inspections will still take their vehicle occasionally to a mechanic somewhere. Hey, give it a once over, make sure everything's good.
I do. I've never had. I've been up in New Hampshire for a decade. I've never had a New Hampshire registered vehicle, so I don't want to deal with the New Hampshire requirements and all that nonsense. And so every vehicle I've ever driven, I've always taken in at least once a year, sometimes more than once, and have had inspected for safety. I don't want to go careening off the road due to some rusty belt or whatever it is that rusts under there.
And yeah, I've lived in places, you know, New Hampshire included, where people just say, oh, I don't have to wind up replacing anything ever until I go get the inspection, and then the guy's like, oh, you need new brakes or you need this. So people just wait until it's time for the inspection to wind up having anything looked at.
Yeah, I actually have an interesting story. So we actually bought a car, my boyfriend and I bought a car, or actually it was a van, and we had to get it inspected, and we had a bunch of work here in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And we had a bunch of work done on it, and to get to pass inspection. Well, some of it was to get to pass inspection, maybe. But anyway, we put some money into it, and they passed it. You know, it also had to be inspected at that time, because we just bought the car. Well, turns out, it was totally unsafe to drive.
But it passed inspection. Can you tell us more about it?
Hang on, absolutely.
We'll get into it here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Or come on.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from
from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-763-5999. That's harvestright.com or 800-763-5999.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. So Skype on into the show here at username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Chris is here from ThinkPenguin.com. We've been, you were just regaling us, beginning to tell us the story of a vehicle inspection that didn't go quite as it seemed. Your van that you'd purchased somewhere had passed the inspection after you'd done some supposed repairs.
We basically paid them to do some repairs before the inspection, and you know, to have them look it over. And we asked them what would it take to make this vehicle safe to drive,
right, roadworthy.
Yeah, I mean that's what we basically, that was really our only objective, that and to pass inspection.
Sure.
And they gave us a bill and they told us what it would be, and we replaced some wheels, some tires basically, and some other stuff. And they passed it. And
hooray! Now we're safe to drive.
Right.
The state has intervened.
We knew when we brought this car in that it was a bit rusty and it didn't have much life left in it. But nonetheless, we figured it would be safe to drive. Once some work was done to it, and it was. It would be. Let's put it that way. We ended up, not while we were driving down the road, fortunately, but we were pulling the van out of the garage, and the brakes snapped, or something along those lines.
No, so you're pressing on the brakes, and
the brake doesn't work. Yeah.
It just went through, like you went all the way to the
something
floor.
Something on. I don't know exactly what happened, because I wasn't the one driving.
Oh, okay.
But fortunately, we were pulling it out of the garage, and we were able to stop the car, but the car is on a little bit of
an incline. Sure.
So I'm not. I don't recall exactly how Bob managed to stop the car. Or the van, sorry. But nonetheless,
he did
successfully stop it. But yes, the brakes. If it had happened while we were driving,
that would have been really bad.
Right, that would have been really bad. And you know, we.
Well, the good thing the government's there to keep you safe.
I know, right? So we actually went and we took it to a different place.
Get a second opinion
to get to get it fixed and to see what they thought about the whole situation.
Right.
And they were like, yeah, this should never have passed inspection.
Wow.
And it totally unsafe to drive. And this work should have been done. And they should have picked up on it. It was
so unsafe at any speed.
Yeah, basically. And what was scary actually is that we'd driven it around quite a bit before we had this happen, but
right.
It was fairly recent after the inspection, so it was not like it, it was issues I think of like rust or something. It was something that like you could see or something
they should have seen it.
Yeah, they would have seen it. It would have been obvious. Is what we were told.
Wow,
you couldn't miss it. So they intentionally overlooked a safety issue.
Wow, that's not good.
Yeah,
and you'll have to tell me off the air who the bad shop was. There's no reason to do it on the air, but just because we actually have a shop in town who accepts Bitcoin, and apparently they were the good shop that helped you.
Yes, they were. That's correct.
So, okay, good. good story. The point being that despite the government inspection requirement, that did nothing to actually keep you safe from what could have been a deadly mistake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In this case. And I'm sure that's not the only story like that.
And the obvious reason they overlooked it was because we were basically paying them. And if they had told us the truth, we would never have had those repairs done.
Well, right. But, I mean, if they overlook it, if they don't overlook it, then they get more money, right? Like, don't they have any incentive to be as stringent as possible?
Okay, so I'll explain this to you. Car repairs, but computer repairs.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if it's cheaper to buy a new computer, repair an old one. And usually, with computers, it's about half the cost. So if it's more than half the cost, then people will go out and they'll buy a new computer.
Right.
If you're a repair shop, you don't sell new computers. You just repair them. So same with cars. After a certain price point, they know that
you're going to say screw it.
You're going to not go through the repair. They basically sold us enough to,
to get your business, to get a good amount of money.
But not push you past that point of no return.
Exactly. Well, there are some repair shops, and I dealt with one of these when I lived in Pennsylvania, to where they would intentionally not fix something so that you would have to come back in.
Oh, they all do that. I think they all do that. I'm convinced that they all do that.
So if you know more about it, maybe you work in the business, you want to comment, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But again, all you got to do is look at the numbers. Look at the states that don't require inspections. Look at the states that do require inspections. And you'll see. I don't remember exactly what it was, Daryl, but I know that we were in these hearings before. And there wasn't any noticeable difference between the states that required inspections and the ones who didn't, as far as cars careening off the road.
Accidents, stuff along those lines. Plus, there's already something in statute to where if a police officer notices something that makes the vehicle just fundamentally unsafe.
Yeah, like your wheel falling off.
If you're driving around with only two lug nuts instead of all five.
They can cite you for that.
They can cite you. If you're driving around with a giant crack in the window, they can cite you for that. So, the whole thing of we have to have vehicle inspections, otherwise people will be driving around with a plastic bag for a door.
Well, I've seen plastic bags on people's broken windows before. I think that's probably legal, at least temporarily. I don't know. But
but I have heard people say that without vehicle inspections, people will drive around without doors.
If you want to risk it, why not?
But if you think about it, there's a certain model Jeep. I forget which one it is.
They don't have doors.
Jeep makes a vehicle that you can remove the doors from.
Yeah, you just hop in and hop out.
Yeah. Nobody complains about those things.
I mean, why shouldn't people be able to take those risks if they want to?
I mean, you can get on a damn motorcycle.
You can get on a motorcycle. I mean, that is the most...
Motorcycles don't have doors. Maybe they should.
It's one of the riskiest things as far as, like, driving somewhere is concerned. I mean, I knew a guy who died because he, you know, shortly after he had got a motorcycle.
I actually have a good explanation for this. This is not about safety. It's about appearances and looks.
Appearance of safety?
And no, not appearances of safety. Appearance of the vehicle itself.
I see.
Because there's a lot of... elite individuals, elitist types, basically.
People they don't want to be driving on the road with those people with no doors.
It's the same thing to where some people...
Actually, I have people tell me this.
That they don't want somebody having chickens in their residential neighborhood.
Right.
I don't care that you're getting your eggs basically for free and you're selling me eggs for cheaper than what I can buy them at the grocery store. Yeah. I don't want you having your chickens in this type of neighborhood.
So some snooty person has told you that
it's the criminalization of poverty is what it is.
Mm. Yeah, basically. That's why the cash for clunker thing went through, and then a lot of people don't realize that that made it for several years, made it incredibly difficult for...
It dried up the market. It dried up the cheap used car market.
Because it removed those from the market completely.
Yeah.
If you traded in one of these clunkers...
They crushed them or something.
They had to crush it.
Yeah. That's not good.
And so then just took a bunch of cheap cars out of the market.
Poor people can't afford the cars.
Poor people couldn't afford cars.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Stephen Hawking, the name a lot of people are familiar with. He's the supposedly great thinker who is very much crippled. I don't know if he's a quadriplegic, but he's basically can't even speak on his own. Well, he's always been respected as this great thinker. But just because somebody knows a thing or two about science doesn't necessarily mean they know anything about politics
or stairs
or, how things ought to work in the world. And according to the story over at the independent.co.uk, Stephen Hawking says, without a world government, technology will destroy us. He says,
What does that even mean? With governments and with a world government, then the government will destroy us. So I'll take my chances with technology.
Isn't it the government that is like created nuclear bombs and war?
Yeah.
And
yes.
Everything
else? Yep. That's right.
Yes.
The government is the greatest threat to your existence.
Hold on. Let me try to play devil's advocate here, or Hawking's advocate.
Okay.
If you will. If we have a world government, then we don't have to worry about the U.S. bombing Russia because they're no longer two separate countries. It's just one giant world government, and the one world government will never bomb itself.
Let's get into it, because I've got the story here, and we'll see what he actually has to say.
Am I close?
We'll find out. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. He's worried about that scary, scary technology. Is it going to destroy the human race? More coming up. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.